Can we talk about how incredible our skin is? It's our protector, while also being a litmus test of how our body is doing physically and emotionally. Join host Nicole Berry as she unravels the mysteries around our skin on the new series, Skin Queries, a podcast brought to you by Ruby Studio from iHeartMedia. Nutrition, sun exposure, stress. She gets to the heart of how to make everybody glow from the inside out. Listen to Skin Queries on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You know, we love talking stats here on The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Here's one that's super simple to remember. Discover automatically doubles the cash back you've earned on your credit card at the end of your first year with Cash Back Match. That means with Discover, you can turn $150 cash back to $300. That's right. You can put it towards some memorabilia you've had your eye on or treat yourself to a premium sports network. You earn and Discover doubles. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker is brought to you by Grainger. Does this sound familiar? You're a maintenance specialist, and you've been squaring off with a leaky radiator at your facility for hours. You're both drenched in sweat. You've thrown the whole playbook at it, but so far, it's got an answer for everything. What you need is a teammate, a pro who's seen it all before, and that's Grainger. With support specialists always ready to chat, the product you need, plus a million more, just give this ringer a ring. Call 1-800-GRAINGER. Click Grainger.com or stop by one of their local branches.
Most deals are barely worth mentioning. But then there's AT&T's best deal on the new Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 6. You can get it on them when you trade in your eligible smartphone. Any year, any condition. It's a deal so good, you'll be shouting from the rooftops. So grab a ladder and learn how to get that new phone on AT&T. AT&T, connecting changes everything.
Requires trade-in of Galaxy S, Note, or Z Series smartphone. Limited time offer, 256 gigabytes for $0. Additional fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung or visit an AT&T store for details.
Thanks for listening to The Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is The Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, hour number two on a Worship Wednesday. And Rob, we know one of the biggest stories in the NFL revolves around Dak Prescott. And he's looking to become the highest paid quarterback or player in NFL history. And the Dallas Cowboys right now, so far, have not ponied up that money. And Dak's content if he has to play on, you know, the last year of this deal. He's fine with it, knowing that if the Cowboys don't give it to him, somebody else likely will. So this is going to be interesting to see how this goes. Of course, the Cowboys have a history of, you know, trying, at least appearing to play hardball with some players. But at the end of the day, they generally cave and give the player what he wants. But Charles Haley, who won Super Bowls, was it Super Bowls or Super Bowl? With the Cowboys, but, you know,
I think most of his were right with the 49ers.
He won with the Niners. Yeah. He's a Hall of Famer. He won five Super Bowls.
Right.
I knew he won a ton.
I can't tell you how many with each team, man.
He won three with San Francisco and two with Dallas. I mean, that dude was a factor, to say the least. And anyway, he came out. Now, do we have sound of this, guys? Where he said that they should, in his opinion, the Cowboys should go ahead and trade Dak Prescott. Let me see if I can find. It sounds like we don't have sound of it. Maybe it was just something. We do have it. All right, here we go.
He kept backloading everything. So now he's screwed. So now he, his bill came due. And he doesn't have the money to be able to do that. And so what he's going to have to do is he's going to have to find another way around the salary cap or push a lot of the older guys' salary cap way back. Mm-hmm. And then you don't know whether these guys going to play 1 year or 2 years and then all of it come due again. So he gambled a long time, and now time is up. So I can tell you this. Trade that. Just put him up for the trade. Guess what? Every team in the league be after him.
Yeah.
Every team in the league. Dak is a winner. Dak is a great person, a great leader. I know him. I go up there all the time. CeeDee Lamb, quiet guy, leader. He wants the ball. Here, Jerry Rice, just give it to me. I want it.
Yeah.
And so how do you not keep those guys together?
Well, it's interesting, Rob. I mean, the way he talked about Dak, it was like, I don't want to trade that guy. But where are you at on this? You think they should go ahead and trade him?
I mean, trade him for who and what? And I mean, it's just too much.
I think, Rob, it would be basically draft picks. You know what I mean? Kind of starting all over at that position.
I don't know how they're starting all over. None of it makes any sense, because I do agree that you got to make a decision. You can't keep prolonging it. It's like we talk about all the time, Chris. The price doesn't go down. Like right. You got to make a decision. Is he your guy or is he not? And just, you have to bite the bullet, all right? You have to pay. You have to pay up. Quarterbacks are a premium. So many teams that don't have any. Like, I don't know. If you really don't believe he's that guy and he's going to get you to the Super Bowl, then move on. Just move on. As hard as it might be, you know, then move on. But to play the middle of the road on the fence game is you've had enough time to evaluate him, Chris. This ain't 1 or 2 years. Haven't had enough time?
Well, Haley's right in that the way he said Jerry just keeps pushing,
kicking the can down the road.
Yeah, and I mean the fact that Dak was getting $40 million a year on this last deal, Rob. Remember when it was like people were saying they shouldn't give him 30 a year? If they had given him, even it was even lower than that, I remember having discussions. Is he worth 27 a year?
I remember that number too.
Right? Like, and if you had done that, then you'd be, you know, in a lot better position than you are now. And so it's just Jerry's indecision. And I agree with you. I mean, look, we know how hard it is in this league to find a great quarterback. And every blue moon, Rob, a team without a great one wins, right?
Right.
But you have to be so excellent everywhere else that and I actually think, Rob, it might get less and less that we see the average quarterback win a Super Bowl. It just feels like there's so much, you know, the game, Rob, because of the rules, I think the game is even more dependent on the quarterback nowadays than it ever was. And it always, of course, that's the most important position. But now I think because of the rules, it's even more so, Rob. And so if you've got a guy that's in the top 10-ish, which is where Dak is, I do think – look, and I know he's had his struggles in the playoffs. I mean, and I'm not defending that. 2-5 in the playoffs, 1-4 in his last five playoff games.
And some really bad games, right.
And I don't really want to – I mean, those that want to try to defend what he did last year against Green Bay, stop it.
I'm with you, Chris.
Right? I mean, you were down – you were in a hole.
And he was bad.
It wasn't only him.
But he was bad, and he threw picks.
Right.
Chris, that set up Green Bay for easy scores.
Was one a pick six?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, don't make it like, oh, the defense has collapsed. No, you put the defense in a bad spot a couple times.
Yeah, it was both. I mean, we're not saying the defense didn't play well either, but you cannot put that on the defense and act like Dak played great. Rob, I've said that about some of Aaron Rodgers' playoff games, and I'm saying it about Dak. Like, Rob, Green Bay was up big, and of course, you know, as we've talked a lot about with Dak, he rallied them and not even rallied them like to get back in the game, really, but you know, to put up some points and some big numbers and make it look like he may not have been the problem, but he was a big part of the problem. And then the year before, like, there's some of their playoff games, Rob, have ended comically. And so all that said, though, I do think you can win with Dak. I'm saying that. I think you can win the Super Bowl with him if everything is in place. But I feel like, Rob, Jerry Jones, and I've said this before, he may be saying, you know what, before I give you $60 million, you're going to have to prove something to me. And I don't know. I don't think he's saying we have to get to the Super Bowl or win it. But, man, I need to see you play well in the playoffs, and I need to see you win us a game in the playoffs or two. Like,
only problem is, I get all that, but I don't know how you get around it. You know, like,
I think they're hoping Trey.
Are they hoping that he plays poorly so they could pay him less? You know what I mean, Chris? Like, seriously.
No, right, right. Well, right? I'm saying if Dak plays great, and I said this about Trevor Lawrence, Rob, like, or Tua, you know, because I'm one that's like, I'm not ready to pay Tua yet. But if he goes out there and plays great, then I'm willing to, and I'll pay a little tax on it, right? Because I did wait. Jerry, like you said, Rob, you would think you've seen enough
right
to pay Dak. Right? I mean,
he's been around for a while now.
Yeah, he was almost the MVP last year. So, it's interesting what they're doing. But their financial situation is a mess because CD wants the big money. Micah wants the big money. You got Zach Martin and obviously Dak that you have to pay. So, they financially, Rob, I mean, again, it's just mismanagement, it appears. It's today's which is NFL typical,
yeah,
stuff,
but it's typical Dallas Cowboys because we've seen this before, and Jerry always seems to Chris ante up at the he delays it, but he always ante ups the money, so he could just take this out of the conversation and just get it done, right, and just say we got this kid, we got a team in place. We're not trying to reset the clock, Chris. We're not trying to find somebody else now and hope that we... Jerry Jones, the clock is ticking on Jerry Jones. Seriously.
Sure.
Chris, what? Really? You want to start the clock over for 5 years from now?
Right.
I just don't see how you can do that. Not when... Jerry's already in the Hall of Fame. That's not it. But more than anything, he wants to win again because... He's in the Hall of Fame, but nobody gives him the credit, Chris. Not since he took over.
And
right?
I think more than anything, Rob, he wants to do it his way. I don't know if he would admit this, and I don't know if he even feels it. But when I look at his actions, Rob, I feel like he would – and again, I get he probably doesn't look at it this way. But I kind of feel like he'd rather lose his way than win somebody else's way. Where you at on that? I mean, he won somebody else's way, and you know, with Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah,
Barry Switzer,
I think it's about him, right? He only wants to win if he's in charge. Because if that wasn't the case, Chris, he would have done something a long time ago. And we talk about it; it's a family business. He got relatives all over the place, and his son is the GM making. I don't know how you could just look yourself in the face after 30 years, Chris, and just think like you're doing something right. Like that, like at some point, don't you just go, can you go get somebody else? Can you go get some football people? Can you stop running the Dallas Cowboys like a mom and pop store?
Well, you just said it when you emphasized the Dallas Cowboys. This isn't the Lions.
Right.
This isn't the Seahawks. This isn't even the Buccaneers. I mean, they've won, you know, they got Brady. But you know what I mean? Like, this is the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, even with the 30 years of futility, Rob, what do they have? They got five Super Bowls? So they're still like one of the winningest franchises ever with your three decades of nonsense. And so when you have made the Dallas Cowboys into just kind of an entertainment spectacle, you know, but not a real Super Bowl contender, that's just bad. That's a bad job. That's all that is, Rob. That's just a bad job.
It's a terrible job. And unfortunately, Cowboy fans have known it, Chris. They've seen it. And Jerry's ego is too big. Yep. It's just too big. And he wants to win his way. He does not want to win. Whether you bring somebody in, Chris, go get it. Imagine you go get a GM and somebody else, and they go and put together and make the right decisions, and then you win a Super Bowl.
Right.
Can you imagine at this point?
He would say he's happy, but would he really be?
No,
you know what I mean?
He wouldn't be, because
right.
It would be like,
right.
Look what happened if Cowboys went out and got a football guy and then they won the next year.
Yep.
That's what would be the conversation. Absolutely. Jerry finally gave up the reins, Chris, and they finally won.
Imagine how many more they could have won had he done that years ago, right? All right, 877-99 on Fox. It's your turn to weigh in. Charles Haley, Cowboys great, says that they should trade Dak Prescott. Are you on board with that? Do you think they should trade him and just go with Trey Lance or look to draft a quarterback in the future? What are your thoughts? Dak or bust with the Dallas Cowboys? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. All right, come on.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week, we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who can help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app, with over 500 million active members. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the numbers. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks, which means you can turn $10 into $1,000. Wow. Plus, if you sign up today, you get $50 instantly when you play $5. And you don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Double wow. I was scrolling through the Prize Picks app just the other day, just browsing the night's baseball action. Since I was on a hot streak, I thought, let me throw down 10 bucks and see what happens. And it hit. My guys came through. I turned $10 into almost $300, and all it took was just a few clicks.
Download the PrizePicks app today and use the code ODD and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code ODD on PrizePicks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. Run your game.
You know, we love talking stats here on The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Here's one that's super simple to remember. Discover automatically doubles the cash back you've earned on your credit card at the end of your first year with Cash Back Match.
That means with Discover, you can turn $150 cash back to $300. That's right. You could put it towards some memorabilia you've had your eye on or treat yourself to a premium sports network. You earn and Discover doubles. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
There's no better place to watch live TV this fall than Hulu Plus Live TV. Why? Because you get your favorite sports like football, local channels, shows, and so much more. Plus, get Hulu's entire streaming library with Disney Plus and ESPN Plus included with your plan. No long-term contracts or hidden fees. Don't wait. Start your 3-day free trial of Hulu Plus Live TV today. Live TV plan required. Access content from each service separately. Offer valid for new and eligible returning subscribers only if available. Terms and restrictions apply. Learn more at Hulu.com.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. Fox Sports Radio's teamed up with TireRack.com to give away a set of four brand new tires. They're valued at up to $1,500. We'll do this every 2 weeks this summer. So three lucky listeners will receive a set of four new tires plus installation, taxes, and fees. Again, all valued at up to $1,500. It's the Summer of Tire Rack Sweepstakes. Enter daily at foxsportsradio.com to increase your chances to win. Yes, you can register to win every single day to improve your chances. A winner will be selected every 2 weeks, as I said earlier, between now and August 25th for a set of four brand new tires. To enter and get the rules, visit foxsportsradio.com. It's all furnished by TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Charles Haley says the Cowboys need to trade Dak. Your thoughts?
All right, let's kick it off with Joe in Texas. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Joe?
Well, my guys, Charles Haley is a legend, and he is correct. Dallas Cowboy fan for life, but it's time to trade him away. Start all over, get rid of his salary cap. All he's done is put up garbage points in the biggest games, create mistakes at the beginning of the game, put the team down by 2-3 touchdowns, and then he'll score in the garbage points against those backups. So, yeah, it's time to move on. Let's start fresh. Let's dance with Matt, and let's see what we could do.
You got to play. I hear you if that's it, but I'm asking you about Jerry Jones. Is he trying to start fresh, Chris, on a new 5-year plan?
I mean, at some point, he's got to start fresh with something other than Botox. Yeah. It's about time. You know, if he wants to see a ring, it ain't with Dak. Let's move on.
Right. No, I hear you.
Well, is he looking like, hey, maybe we put I pay CD, I pay Micah, we got great players everywhere else, and let's see if we can get a young quarterback on a rookie deal, you know, that can make good.
Get lightning in a bottle, somebody, right? Justin, in Syracuse, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Justin?
How we doing, guys? Happy
Good,
Worship
man.
Wednesday.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Well, we'll start with Jerry Jones. Going back in history, I don't think the Dallas Cowboys ever paid a quarterback top dollars, first of all. And second of all, Dak Prescott, when we see him in the playoffs, when you look at his playoff record, we see him playing against a quarterback like Brock Purdy 2 years in a row, who was the last pick in the draft.
And lose. Right.
Dak Prescott's fault, but you know what? Yeah, and lose. And it's not all Dak Prescott's fault, but you know what? You could trade him and get almost just the same amount of gameplay by a lot of quarterbacks in the league, or even maybe try out a Trey Lance, who we still haven't seen his production with the personnel around him, which Dak Prescott has always had.
Well, he's been in the league. That's an ace in a hole, right? Everybody was.
Maybe.
That's an ace in a hole. At least if you're going to go that route and say, you know what? Chris, as you just said, pay the other guys and just say, let's put them in there. The 49ers, were they that far off? They traded up to go get him, you know what I mean? And all that, he got hurt. He only had a cup of coffee and a sweet roll as a quarterback in the NFL. Let's be honest, right? What did he play, 3 games, 5 games?
Yeah, it wasn't much. I mean, look.
We really haven't seen him play.
No. I mean, and I think, you know, we've heard Mike McCarthy talk about glowingly about him in the offseason. I do think, Rob, look, number one, they probably want Dak to have a great season, lead him to the Super Bowl. But after that, if he doesn't play well, they're just hoping maybe Trey emerges and gives him some confidence that he could be the guy to replace Dak.
Right. Will in Wisconsin, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Will?
What's going on, Chris? What's going on, Rob? Happy summer there to you gentlemen here.
Absolutely.
Thank you, man. You too.
Oh, absolutely. And when I think of the Dallas Cowboys, their situation, I'm reminded of that one Matthew McConaughey movie, the Dallas Buyers Club. Well, instead of the Dallas Buyers Club for the Cowboys, it's the Dallas Coaches Club. As you said, Chris, Dak does have skills to win with someone, but he's not winning where he's been at. So having a Dak Prescott, having a sort of malaised kind of presence in the postseason are all symptoms of the larger sort of issue when it comes down to having an ownership structure that hasn't been conducive to having that strong coach. It's no fluke that with a strong coach, Jimmy Johnson, with great players, they were able to eke out an identity as being a dynasty. That hasn't been able to happen because of that ownership structure, because of how they've taken a look at filling those coaching positions. So until they get that rectified, there isn't a situation you can bring into Dallas, quarterback-wise, player-wise, that's going to drive to excellence.
No, look, you guys know I'm big on, I think the Cowboys don't have the culture to win. And some people think that's hogwash, but I just think when your owner is the face of the franchise, when your owner is the guy talking after every game right outside of the locker room, that, like, it disempowers the head coach. And I think, guys know if they have a problem with Mike McCarthy, they can go around his back to Jerry Jones. And that's what I mean. I don't think that's conducive to getting it done. And Dak, there might be a part of Dak that is like, hey, I'd love to go to a Pittsburgh or something where it's strictly football. And I don't have to deal with this madness.
Yep. Thanks, Will. Appreciate it. Ennis in Corona, California. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Ennis?
Hey, guys. Rob, welcome back. Martin, hopefully Martin's feeling better after he got trashed by Fernando yesterday.
Yo, but Fernando laid into Martin.
I know. Martin
Rob.
Told me one, I should hear it. He said it was that bad.
It had Martin shook.
It
wore on him.
It had him shook.
Yeah, he was probably afraid to leave the studio last night.
Was it that bad?
Fernando had no mercy, man. God.
That was a trap. Martin, I want to hear it now. I mean, I got to hear it now. All right.
When you got callers calling up referencing it.
I think they should trade Dak because, like, they're not going to win with him. Like, even last year they had an opportunity there and they blew it. But as a person who doesn't like the Cowboys, I want them to keep Dak because 2 years ago, Ezekiel Elliott ended the season at center. Last year, they got smacked at home. So I'm dying to see how they're going to lose the next playoff game if they don't trade him. But they should trade him. Get as many picks as you can and start over. I know Jerry doesn't want to do that, but
you know how old Jerry is?
He's been around since
Moby Dick was a
That's right.
Sorry about it. I butchered it. Sorry.
I know you were ready though.
You had your shot, man.
You were right there.
We put it on a tee for you.
Come on.
My goodness. All right.
Thanks, Ennis. Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern
4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Rob, did you watch any of Team USA today?
No, I didn't get it. I was traveling back from, so I didn't get to see any.
Yeah, they routed Nikola Jokic and the Serbian national team.
I just read a little bit about it, right? AD
in the, in the world.
Right? AD and
AD's been great. But AD has been phenomenal.
Who else was the other player that kind of bottled him up?
Steph had 24.
And Bam, right? Who was the other?
24 points. Well, AD and Bam have played great defense. And Bam had a great game today. I think he had about 15 points, 8 boards, something like that. But Anthony Davis and Bam, Rob, have played much better than Joel Embiid. Embiid hasn't had a good game yet. He fouled out of the first game in like something like 13 minutes, 12 minutes or whatever it was. And he's been missing shots and playing, you know, less than just about anybody. And he's just not been very good. And I do think that things are favoring Anthony Davis and Bam Adebayo. I don't want to go as far as to say the international game favors them, but at least so far, the way the games are being played are a lot better for them because of their energy, their quickness, their athleticism. They can guard out on the floor and also, of course, protect the rim. And Embiid, Rob, as great as he is, and this has just always been the case, he's got a lethargic game. I've always called it a lazy game. But
it's effective, though, Chris.
It's effective, but it's effective in a certain way. Like, so this team has so much talent, Rob, that the ball is popping. It's moving quickly, right? And that's not Embiid. Embiid gets it, you know, holds it a little while. Everything slows down. And it's not he's not holding it in the post. He, of course, is doing that on the perimeter. And it slows everything down. If he would go inside more, I would think he'd be a lot more effective in this game, this international game. But today, he got some great dimes from LeBron and Steph Curry. And he didn't finish. Some people are saying, you know, we talked to Mark Funky Cole Medina. He said he doesn't think he's hurt. He hadn't heard that he's hurt. Others are saying he's hurt. He doesn't look healthy. I'm just tired. I mean, it seems like every time we talk about Joel Embiid, he's not healthy, but he's playing, right? And right. So I think, Rob, he's not looking very good at all. Everyone else, to me, on Team USA is basically winning this summer. Joel Embiid right now, I don't think he is. He's not helping himself at all, even as, you know, they look poised to win a gold medal.
But can't they carry him, Chris? Does he have to be?
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean? Right.
It's just individual. Yeah, they don't even need him to win the gold. Right. Remember, they are getting better every game.
Right. That's
all I'm
saying.
We talked about them beating Canada. They were up 24 in Australia, let them back in the game, probably let their foot off the gas. And then today handled Serbia, just routed Serbia after the first 15 minutes or so. They're looking really good. They could, even though Anthony Davis has been better than Joel Embiid, and heck, Bam Adebayo for that matter, they could continue to just start Embiid if they don't want to ruffle any feathers and start any problems. And he just won't play as much. And they have so much talent, Rob, that they'll be able to get away. I don't see anybody beating this team. You know, we'll see if they have some good games, but they're looking good. They're getting more and more comfortable with each other. And even if Embiid isn't playing well, remember, Rob, they don't even have Kevin Durant yet. I say yet, you know, assuming they'll get him back.
Right.
But he's not even playing yet. And you know he's easy to fit in. There's not going to be any.
No. He can go anywhere, right? He can play with anybody, any kind of situation. He's a plug and play, Chris, kind of guy.
Yep.
But my question is, if you're Embiid, would you maybe bow out that you're not feeling? You know, he's he was
No. I mean, I haven't heard him say he's not healthy.
Okay.
And I don't know. It might come off to some like it's an excuse, Rob. I don't know. I mean, the question, you know, there's been no official talk about him not being healthy. It's kind of just been like he's working himself into shape.
Right.
He hasn't been able to go as hard because of his health. But it seems like they kind of feel like right now he's okay. But, Rob, I just get tired with Joel Embiid. Like, his health, again, it's not like Kawhi where he just sits out. He plays, but there's always this cloud over him like he's not fully healthy, so he's not able to give you really his complete A game. And that's what I get tired of.
Yeah, that's different, right, from a Kawhi who's out, who can't play at all.
Right, right.
Yeah, but Embiid, it's weird, Chris, because when he started last season,
man,
he was MVP. He was on that right. He was playing lights out.
Phenomenal.
And so we know it's in there. We've seen it. He's won an MVP. Played like it until he got hurt a year ago.
Yeah.
This past year, I should say. And but I don't know. It's just frustrating more than anything. Like you say, they should win. They're poised to win, whether he's a big part of it or not. So if you're an Embiid fan, you're probably just frustrated, Chris, more than anything. But right. is that going to change anything?
No. I mean,
that's what I mean.
Win. He's going to get a gold medal.
Right.
And, yeah, and I think, too, Rob, with again, I just hate to keep beating this dead horse. But we know he loves to play on the perimeter. And, I mean, they don't really need him out there because they got so many other guys. And if he is out there, they need him making quick decisions, fast decisions, moving a little bit, at least a little bit. And he's not really doing that. And so, you know, at times it looks like he's kind of getting in the way. But it'll be interesting. Look, it's three games. I wonder if they'll keep him in the starting lineup. Steph, LeBron, and Embiid have kind of seemed like, you know, they're automatic starters. And Steph and LeBron have played well. LeBron was very good today, 11 points. You know, has some great just offensive play, moving the ball, driving to the basket, some nice passes, as I said, to Embiid that didn't get finished. And then Steph, of course, shot the lights out.
Yeah, he had one of those
24
points. One of those nights.
So they're good, Rob. This is a really good team.
Is it going to be entertaining or not? And what I mean by
I think,
the competition. Will it be like competitive to make you want to watch, or after a while you'll say, this is a foregone conclusion
right. And
I'm not really interested?
Well, you remember, Rob, when they had the after the Dream Team. Now, the Dream Team, everybody watched because, you know, it was the first time we sent in the pros. We expected blowouts, so we got them, but we kept watching. And then, Rob, you remember in the 90s, you know, we'd send other teams that weren't quite the Dream Team, but they were great. They had, what, Larry Johnson, didn't Shaq play, Mark Price. You know, we had, like, that's a lot of great players that weren't on the Dream Team. And the games, Rob, were unwatchable. I mean, they're winning by 45. They're up 30 in the second quarter. You know, it was just, they were unwatchable. I don't think we'll get to that point. I think some of the games will be like that.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Will it even
be worth watching? Because there's a degree, Chris, you want to see your team win. You know what I mean? Obviously.
Yep.
But there's another thing where it's just like, this is ridiculous. It's a waste of time.
Right, right. Like today, Serbia led for, you know, the first quarter and a half, essentially.
Okay.
And it was like, it was actually a good watch. You know, it was like, man, is Jokic going to be able to beat all these superstars, you know, with
– now, that would be something, right?
Serbian bit players. Right, right, right. And then Team USA just ran away from them. And
like they
said, it just was – right. It was no point into continuing to watch at that point. So, all right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, of course, brought to you by TireRack.com. Brandon Ayuk, of course, has asked to be traded. Rob didn't get to weigh in yesterday. He'll do so in a moment. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. You know, we love talking stats here on The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Here's one that's super simple to remember. Discover automatically doubles the cash back you've earned on your credit card at the end of your first year with Cash Back Match. That means with Discover, you can turn $150 cash back to $300. That's right. You can put it towards some memorabilia you've had your eye on or treat yourself to a premium sports network. You earn and Discover doubles. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
There's no better place to watch live TV this fall than Hulu Plus Live TV. Why? Because you get your favorite sports like football, local channels, shows, and so much more. Plus, get Hulu's entire streaming library with Disney Plus and ESPN Plus included with your plan. No long-term contracts or hidden fees. Don't wait. Start your 3-day free trial of Hulu Plus Live TV today. Live TV plan required. Access content from each service separately. Offer valid for new and eligible returning subscribers only if available. Terms and restrictions apply. Learn more at Hulu.com.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode.
We'll start with the Big Ten, and I would like to start with this thought for you, Drew. There are 18 teams in the Big Ten.
Okay.
Do you think we can get an agreement but amongst these conferences to have the number next to their conference be the number of teams in? Here's my suggestion. The Big Ten is allowed to be the Big 18. And then the Big 12 just has to pick something else, like Happy League.
One of them use a Roman numeral. One use the number 18.
Big 12, first of all, because they're worse, they just have to pick something else. You know, I don't know. God's plan.
I would love to watch the God's Plan Championship.
I don't care what it is. But I do not like that neither the Big 10 nor the Big 12 have the correct number next to their teams. That's confusing. Children would look at that and go, this is stupid. So I think they need to change.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, we're the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. And we got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free roll hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Rob, yesterday, Brandon Ayuk, who is scheduled to make $14 million this year, star receiver for the 49ers. You know, he's watching Justin Jefferson and all these guys get paid $30 million plus, and he wants his payday. The reports are that the Niners may be offering, you know, around $26 million, which is, you know, that's not chump change. But they haven't been able to come to an agreement. So Brandon Ayuk yesterday requested a trade. Now, Rob, he has said he was on the Pivot podcast with Ryan Clark, and Clark asked him which team he believes he will be playing for next year. And he said probably the 49ers. So I don't think he's planning on holding out. We know that, you know, that doesn't always work when you're when you still have a contract. And so do you think this is a big deal or pretty much ado about nothing?
I don't know. I always question teams that don't pay people who produce. I do. So there's a chance, because normally you just want to sign those guys, make them happy. It's also a morale for other people who are in the organization. You know what I mean? Chris rewarding people. Ayuk, I don't know what he hasn't done. I know he didn't have a great playoff game. I don't know how healthy he was at the end of the year, right? But he's a versatile player. He makes that team
receiver.
Yeah, he makes that team better. I'm just why this is dragging on when other guys who haven't produced or done nearly what he's been able to do, Chris, have gotten paid. And you got the rookie quarterback not making any money. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of things that would make me feel a little bothered.
I think it's a numbers game. I mean, Debo's been paid, right? Bosa's been paid. McCaffrey's been paid. And they know next summer they're going to have to pay Purdy. So I think it's just,
I know, but you don't want to be the odd man
so
out.
Much money to go around, right? But here's the problem for Ayuk. And he has no leverage. They have him under contract this year, Rob. They have the option to franchise him, as you know, for 2 years after that. But beyond that, let's say he held out and took it to the nth degree, to the wall. Well, he would lose the $14 million this year. And you know how it works in the NFL. You get no closer to free agency. It's not like, oh, okay, you lose the $14 million, but you're still a free agent. No. You basically, you know, are standing still. And you're still just as far away from free agency and the big payday as you were before. So that's why you hear him and a guy like T. Higgins with Cincinnati, who's not happy that they franchise tagged him, say, yeah, we're going to play, even though we're requesting trades, because they don't have the leverage. And so I don't think the Niners are going to trade him. They may end up settling at some number, but even if they don't, I think that they know the best thing for him to do just for his whole career individually is to come out and play great basketball. Great football. And so,
yeah, I
think that's what's going to happen.
He's in a barrel. I mean, that's the bad part about that league and the way the structure is. It's shame on the union, Chris, to put players in these situations where it's one-sided. It's all one-sided. It's the franchise tag makes no sense. It just doesn't. Cuz you have no leverage no matter what. And then if you don't play, like, you know, you still, that doesn't forward you into being closer to a free agent. That's a big thing where you're frozen. We still got 2 more years. Go ahead. Sit out 2 years, and we still have 2 years.
Well, Rob, the last guy to do it, now, it looked like he won big time. And financially, he did. But the last guy to do that I can recall, of course, was Deshaun Watson, Rob. His career he's never been even close to the same player. What did he sit out? It felt like did he sit out 2 seasons? Because he got, you know, he was sat out a year, and then, of course, everything went down. He was suspended.
Right.
So it's basically like 2 years. And, Rob, we'll see what he does this year. But, I mean, you're talking about a guy. He was C.J. Stroud. You know, he was.
And he hasn't looked anything close to where he was.
Terrible.
It's amazing how.
Yeah.
But
and it didn't work out for Le'Veon Bell either.
Yeah. But it's not, when you really think about it, Chris. This is high-level sports. You can't sit out. People are getting better every day.
Dudes are too good, right? The difference between you and the next guy isn't that much. All right, keep it locked. All right, couple.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip. Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Roku has what you need to make your college home away from home feel more like your own. Make your dorm the place to be with Roku TV. Or bring a Roku streaming stick to easily access all your favorite free and premium content like iHeartRadio. Stream your favorite playlist with the Roku Vibe Setting Smart Light Strips to sync your music to millions of colors and make your dorm feel more like you. Make your dorm the place to be with Roku TV, streaming players, and smart lights. Head to Roku.com or your favorite retailer to deck out your dorm.
How to have fun, anytime, anywhere. Step 1. Go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step 2. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step 3. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step 4. Unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.